it's true. When it comes to you, you know that I'm no good. Telling lies, telling lies, telling lies, telling lies.
It's WMFO, Medford. Oh. Pratik, the real deal here. Go see him tomorrow night. That song will be featured.
Yes,
single
sir.
Release show at the Bar and Back Room.
Yep.
Get there at 7:30. They got great food, great entertainment.
Yeah.
Pratik, thank you. Don't take a year before you come back here. So when's the record coming on? You can bring the band in here and everything. And
yeah, so we're kind of still working on that. The plan is I'm thinking I might take like just a little bit of time off around the holidays just to kind of reevaluate where I am with like this. But the plan is that what I would like to do is get the band in the studio early 2018 and kind of just re-record the songs to, you know, where we want them to be.
Come back.
Oh, I will.
We come back. You're one of our favorites.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank Sue Edelman is here
yes,
for Something
hi.
About the Women. What's going on?
Oh, you know, it's 11 o'clock straight up. And it's time for Something About the Women.
I promised you I'd be on time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Very prompt.
Okay.
yeah, so today I'm going to do, first hour is going to be new music and just some stuff that's caught my ear lately.
Mm-hmm.
The second hour is part two of Fabulous Females Do the Fab Four. So we had more than enough for the last time we did it, and we had some requests. So I've added to the list, and I've got the stuff that we didn't get to last time, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned.
I loved it. I heard it on my commute. It was awesome. All right. So what's going to happen when I push the little red button here?
We're going to hear a song, brand new music from Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers.
All right. Stick around for Something About the Women and Sue until 1 o'clock today. WMFO.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Pratik. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man.
See you
Thanks
later,
for
everybody.
Having me, man.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Ooh.
Good morning. Welcome to Something About the Women. This is Sue, and I'm so happy to be here in the squeaky chair with you all today, and going to be playing some new music in this first hour and some stuff that sort of caught my attention over the last few weeks. And then in the second hour, we're going to finish up our Beatles covers by women artists that we started a couple weeks ago, because it was so much fun and I had so much left over that it seemed a shame not to just continue on that path. So that's what we're going to do. And I have some guests in the studio who are just who are voyeuring. Cheryl and Becky are here. So welcome to WMFO, friends. And going to continue with new music from Hooray for the Riff Raff here on Something About the Women.
One, two, three, and... wasted. He said, I'm the sweetest thing, boy, that he's never tasted. Mariposa singing love songs, all in her dark apartment. 14 floors a burden, and 14 floors a diet. Living in the city. To the stairwell, and I give you something I can offer. You know, the heart, it's not the hopeless. The heart is a lonely hunter. Hot, long summer day, where's it sneaking by the river? Oh, I lock my dreams away, and I watch the city quiver.
Crack a window when it rains. This is living off a dream.
That is Rosie Flores. I'm little, but I'm loud. I like it. That is from the album called Working Girl's Guitar. We had a request from Cheryl, who's sitting behind me, for Casey Chambers. We heard A Little Bit Lonesome from Barricades and Brick Walls. We also heard Lily Hyatt doing the title track to her new album, Trinity Lane. And Hooray for the Riff Raff did Living in the City. And that is from the new album, The Navigator. And started things off. Actually, I already told you how we heard Elin Jewell doing the new Downhearted Blues. Maybe I didn't tell you that. Title track to Downhearted Blues just came out. And speaking of just came out, Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers have a brand new album called Big Road. And we heard Kokomo. A lot of good music coming out. So don't forget to patronize your local record store or go online and support some independent place or just get your music on, because it's a lot of good stuff out there. And actually, most of these records that I get new, I've been getting through donating to, you know, Kickstarter and Pledge Music and stuff, and getting them early. And it's a great way to get music, help the artists up front, and you get it early. So go figure. It's all a win-win. All right, it's 11:26 here. It's Something About the Women. And continuing with more new music that I also got from another online pledging thing, new Joan Osborne here, where she's doing an entire album of songs of Bob Dylan here on Something About the Women.
All you can do is do what you must do. Do what you must do, and you do it well. I do it for you, honey, baby, can't you tell? Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. You got all the love, honey, baby, I can stand. My poor old head.
deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide, even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love. Deep into the funnel of love.
Shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. Yeah.
care what you heard.
You're gonna play hate me.
You're gonna get back.
Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Standing up to a test while wearing a party dress. Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. She's a socialite, a decent housewife.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
legalize marijuana.
Preach, preach, Dr. Grinspoon. All righty. That ends another set of music I've been thinking about. So that the last song we heard was Elizabeth Cook doing Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman. And at the end, she mentions Loretta and Dolly. And she, of course, means Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton. So I'll get back to those two in a moment. But anyway, Elizabeth Cook hosts an afternoon show on Sirius XM Outlaw Country, and she is hilarious. She's just very casual and just kind of breezes through her show and drops F-bombs, and it being satellite radio, she has the luxury of being able to say whatever she wants. So anyway, you need to tune into that if you have satellite radio, because it is just I think it's noon to four, Monday through Friday, and she says Mondays is only for 2 hours because Sunday's her drinking day or something. Anyway, Elizabeth Cook, Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman. We heard Sarah Gale Meach doing No Mess, and Dolly Parton, speaking of Dolly Parton, did 9 to 5. I'm sending that out to Darcy, and she knows why. And Wanda Jackson did Funnel of Love, and Nico Case and her boyfriends did Bowling Green from the album The Virginian, and that is a cover of an Everly Brothers song from 1967. And we started the set with Buckets of Rain from Joan Osborne's new Songs of Bob Dylan album, where she does all songs of Bob Dylan. Therefore, it is aptly named. All right, it's 11:47 here at Something About the Women. You are, of course, listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're at Tufts University, where it's family weekend, and it's kind of gray, but the families are here. So don't bother trying to go to any restaurants in Davis Square. They will be full. Okay. We've got about 13 more minutes of this set, and then we're going to switch over to our Beatles covers, as promised. So continuing now with the aforementioned Loretta Lynn here on Something About the Women.
Best thing we can do. One, two, three. talk. B is for bullshit and you fed me, stop. C is for charity and now you're mine. D is for dollars but you're counting dimes. E is the exit sign backstage at shows. F is my favorite letter as you know.
Softer side.